Jesus, thank you that your name is so precious. It's alive. You're alive. Ons loof u naam, Here God. Amen. Goeiemôre gemeente, kerk, almal lekker. Good to see you all. Rick sends his love. He is on a father and son camp with Cardia at the moment. So they're having a good time there in the mountains in Ceres. So he asked me to share the word with you this morning. Ons is lekker baie vanoggend, dis sy. Sit hom amper weer vol, ek like it. Vir die wat ek nog nie gesien het nie. Hallo. Ek weet nie wie van julle gesien het nie. We had a slideshow in the beginning of service, just photos that we got from our show van Worcester Facebook page of the last 10 years. The first photos on our page was posted, I think, in 2010. That's where I got them from. I just put a few down for us. For the whole month of November, I want us to remember. Right, ons gaan praat oor vandag oor remembrance en sommer net waar ons einde November, ons begin daar, ja, sorry, at the end of November, the 27th, please save the date. Sunday 27th of November will be a family service. So family service is kids and everybody is welcome to join in church. It's a bit more hip, it's a bit more kyky. Ons maak het lekker vir die hele familie om saam te celebrate. But we're also going to celebrate our Shofar movement that's 30 years old. Not all of us were able to go to Convergence and they didn't even have cake there. So we're going to do some cake and we're going to celebrate our movement's birthday. All right. Shofar Worcester has been a part of the family. Around 21, 22. I know Hercules Milani joined beginning 2003. All right, it's been a long time, and I want us to have a look again at, yeah, where we come from. As I was preparing these photos yesterday, so many faces that you recognize, they're still in town. They might be in another church congregation. Some of them might be overseas. We're all together in the body of Christ still. Some of you are still here with us today, so it's precious. It's precious to see the kids, obviously. We just get like a little bit rounder or like a little bit short hair, long hair, but the kids go like this in the photos. It's very precious to see. So I'm going to ask Rick if we can play it every week. All right, you can come early for movie day. Come 10-2 and then we'll have the photos just go. We'll have them afterwards again because I want us to have a look at that and I want us to remember. All right, so the 27th, like a party. So please save the date if you could be here. And also the children, for those parents here, we're going to try and perform something, but I need them to come to Kids Church the 2 weeks before that. So if that's at all possible, please bring them. Otherwise, they don't know what to do. All right. They cannot join us. All right. So at Convergence this year, they showed us before every session, they had a short video clip where they show us how Shofar the movement was started, how it all started way back in the day in the early 90s. So we are going to show it in church one video per Sunday. We will also share it, the link with you guys on the church WhatsApp group, all right? So that we can look at this and remember and know where we come from and what exactly God has for our movement, what is on his heart for our movement. So I'm going to ask, every time I watch this, I cry. Many of the people on that video, they were still our friends. And So when at Convergence, when we watched this, you could hear the pockets of people laughing because it's us and our friends many moons ago. Very funny. I don't know if you've spotted Pastor Ross, for example, with his dance moves there. Whatever. Okay, so next week we'll continue with the story. I think it's important for us, just to know where we come from so that we know where we're going. Right? I think if we get to a place where we actually remember, that's what I want to speak about today, is what happens if we sit still and we remember and we reflect on the past, on where we come from, and on what we do. And yesterday, as I was, or the whole week, but as I was preparing the message for today, I felt that there was hope that actually stirred in my heart. There was like a joy and an excitement and a faith again that's actually stirred up in my heart. If I look back at where we come from as a me myself, but also we as a family, a church family. So what stands out in these videos that they speak about often, and we've said it many times, but our Shofar congregation was born our two big legs that was we were birthed out of waarop ons staan is intercession and worship. So we've been preaching on worship quite a few weeks now through the month of October, and that is a big challenge. Worship is not just what you do when you're here in the morning and there's a band that leads you in worship. It's a lifestyle of worship. It's when you go home and when you are tired and you need to open that door to go into your house at night. How do you worship the Lord? How do you worship Him in your everyday, every little thing that you do? So that's something that we'll never get, but we always ask the Lord to help us with. And Afrikaans said it, that ons hart moet sny vir die Here en die Koninkryk. En dit is alles deel van worship, is om neer te lê, om die Here te kies, om Hom eerste te sit, om opofferings te maak, en om saam met Hom hoogtes te bereik en te ervaar, soos wat jy uitgaan, jouself neerlê en die verlorenes gaan haal. Of dit nou jou buurman, jou ouma, jou kind, of die vreemdeling op die strand Desember is, né? So, intercessie is die volgende been waarop ons eintlik gegroei het. Nou ek kan onthou hulle daar so vinnige klip gehad van intercessie. Ek het al baie hieroor gepraat, ek 'n student was. Ek het nou deel geraak van die Shofar beweging in 2001. Toe kom ek op Stellenbosch aan, dadelik ingeskakel by die kerk en ek wou mos nooit Shofar toe gegaan het nie. Want my suster is net Shofar voor en Shofar agter en Shofar ek sê ag my ma, ek kan dit nie meer hanteer nie. Kan sy net oor iets anders praat asseblief? And my mom told me, Alida, you need to belong somewhere. So you don't have to go to your sister's Shofar church. You can go to any church, but you must find a spiritual family that you can belong to so that you can serve God's kingdom, etc. But lo and behold, that first Sunday I walked with my sister into the Shofar church. And I knew what these two guys were also saying, Heinrich and Andries. I just knew, oh, this is my home. This is my home. Maar wat ek onthou is, intercessie, vrydagoggende. Nou julle, ons is studente, ons is 18 jaar oud, ons swat, ons is mos baie besig en baie moeg. Ons speel sport vir maties, dis hierdie kant toe, daai kant toe, but on a Friday morning, that is what you do, that is what we did. You get up and you are 6 o'clock ready to pray at whichever destination. I told you this before, I just got a very old car that was in my third year for very old car for my birthday, for my 20. No, doesn't matter. That I got a car. It was very broken, didn't have seat belts, and there was no wipers. And then on a winter's morning, you can't see through the window. So I had to drive with my window down like this. Like, en die ligte gaan so en nie so nie. Maar in geval, want ek moet by die Neelsie uitkom, en dit is waar ons gebid het. Dan, ons was nie so groot gemeente nie, maar ons was omtrent 120 by intercessie op 'n vrydagoggend. Nie een keer 'n maand nie, elke week, want dit is wat ons gedoen het. Dis waar uit Shofar Movement gebore is. Dit is maar eintlik so kosbaar. So verlang het ek nou gedink, Jesus, die gids, moet ons nou die hele kerk nooi vir intercessie, maar ek gaan nou vanoggend die hele kerk nooi vir intercessie. Ek wil vir jou sê, hierdie goed is nog steeds ons worship en intercessie, hoe ons die Here aanbid en hoe ons vir hom vra en neerlê en vertrou en vir die verlorenes bid. Dit is intercessie. So ons bid elke dinsdagoggend 8 tot 9 by my huis en ons bid elke sonderdag 8:00 hierso in die moederskamer. So as jy graag wil leer en wil weet en wil join en wil deel wees van intercessie, wil ek jou nooi. Ons moet bid. So dit ons gebid het daai dag, of jy nou moeg is en of jy nou 'n toets het en of jy nou wat ook al, dit is wie ons is. Ons is intercessors. So as jy dit geweet het, wil ek jou net bevestig vandag, dit is wie ons is as 'n movement. Ek weet hier in Woester is verskriklik baie kerke. So mense het al gevra, Riek het ook al gevra, julle in die begin, "Jene, hoekom moet hier nou 'n Shofar kerk ook wees? Hier staan so baie kerke." If you look at Woester and you look at the surrounding areas, the lost and the devil having his way is so all over us. Every now and again he chokes me. It is the church's responsibility to be the life and the light. There can be more churches. We all have a different function in the body of Christ. Together we make up the body of Christ. When I was looking through some of the photos, there's couples and people that's been with us, and I know where they serve in other churches currently. And I'm like, that's great, because together we are part of the body of Christ that should take the Lord's hand to see His kingdom come in this valley. We all have a different part to play. You know that thing. So I know that we have a part to play in Worcester and in surrounding areas. But we need to remember who we are and what is our function and our calling for this time. If we never grow more than this, that's fine, because we're not a church that seeks growth. We're a church that seeks Jesus, no matter the numbers. So I wanna challenge you with that just again. So if we remember, if we think back who we are, I really hope that it reminds us of the meaning of church, the meaning of why we are here. Miskien soek jy nog kerk, miskien spring jy rond, dan sê bly jy is vanoggend hier, want dan kan jy hoor, waaroor gaan dit vir ons? Ons is nie altyd die gewildste kerk nie, soms bietjie weird, hulle bietjie te lively of, ja, weet nou nie, nee? So you must not be here because it feels nice. You must be here because you know your God has called you to be here. This is part of what you must do, what you must see through Him. If I remember, it stirs hope in my heart. Het voel vir my na COVID het ons genuinely 'n dip gevang. Ek dink die kerk het 'n helse dip gevang en ons kerk het ook 'n dip gevang. So ek wil hê ons moet weer hoop kry wat God deur ons kan en wil doen. Daar's 'n skrikkelik baie foto's toe ons nou nog hier was nie. Jene, maar julle was doen nog hoor, genigtig. Dit was die een uitreik op die ander uitreik, dan op die plein, dan by die ou huis, dan by die plek. Verskriklik baie met kinders ook gewerk. Ek weet nie of dit nou net die daar is waar die kamera die hele tyd was nie, maar dit is my so mooi om te sien hoe hierdie gemeente uitgereik het na die gemeenskap rondom hulle. Verskriklik baie. Ons moet dit onthou. Ek dink nogal wat vir ons belangrik is, as ons kyk na wie is ons, wat maak ons hier in Worcester, as ons weet wie ons is en ons onthou wie ons is, dit help om ons kerkidentiteit te bou. Obviously, ons hoor nou die hele tyd, jy moet jou identiteit in Jesus vind, ja, maar ons het 'n spesifieke identiteit in die groter liggaam van Christus en dit help vir ons om te weet, jy, dit is waar ek inval. Ek is mis nou baie lief om te gesels oor rustiger lewe, stadiger, al asem, is mis nou die hele tyd so half my preekie wat ek vir almal gee, ons is te besig, jy's te haastig. Wanneer kry jy tyd vir jou kinders of vir jou vrou of wat jaag jy na, ensovoorts. Maar wat ek vind is, if we wait on the Lord, we create time to remember. It goes together. If you wait on the Lord. Nou hier staan ek voor in die ry, maar ek wil net gou vinnig my Bybel lees. Yes, Here, amazing. Right, nou moet die kinders opstaan. Okay, ek het my stilte tyd gehou vir die oggend. But there was no waiting in my quiet time. We need to wait on what the Lord wants to speak to us to. We need to, there's a plek van sit. There's a plek van rustig stap op jou eie. There's a plek van nie praat nie. En wag. Wag op die Here. En is in daai tye wat ons onthou. Nie net, as 'n klomp goed wat ons onthou. Kom ek gebruik 'n voorbeeld. Ons het die laaste ruk was nogal 'n bietjie wild. Riekse kop is op baie plekke, hulle is besig met groot dinge in die movement. My man is heeltyd op sy foon. As jy weer by ons huis kom, sal jy sien, daar is 'n baie groot nuwe bouprojek wat klaar is. Want as Riek proses, bou hy. So hy het 'n houtwerkprojek aangepak, het lyk baie mooi. Maar hoe groter die bouprojek, hoe groter die goed in sy kop gewoonlik. So daar staan nou 'n baie mooi ding gebou daar langs my braai. Maar in geval, so we've been missing one another. So I said to him a couple of weeks ago, Rick, I know you don't see me. Like, ons werk uit die huis uit, so ons sien mekaar die hele dag, maar hy sien my nie. Vrou en julle verstaan nou, nee? Hulle is daar, maar hulle is daar nie. So toe sê ek vir hom, ek weet jy is besig, ek weet jy het groot goed wat jy moet hanteer, maar ek wil net die rooi liggie aansit, ek is hier, ek soek bietjie aandag, dis eintlik wat ek probeer sê. En, ja, maar Riek gaan aan, en dit is 'n gebou, en elke dag is daai stoep so vuil, maar in geval, dan moet ons nou eers weer skoonmaak, en weer môre, weer, maar hy skuurdertjie, maar die projek werk, En dan gaan die krag af en dan is op die foon. Dan praat hy ure met die, ure met daai goed wat hulle moet uitsorteer. Sodra die krag weer aangaan, skier hy weer. Saans as het donker is, kom hy in. Dis somer, dis laat. Ek mis my man. Nou raak mens mos krapperig. So the more you miss one another, that irritation starts to creep in. Nothing gets finished. So we will open a topic. We must make a decision. For example, will the kids go to this or not? Will they be available for this tournament, these tournaments or not? This is the cost. So I just open it, but there's never time to close it to actually make a decision. I'm the better planner of the two of us. So I need to plan. I want to organize. I need to fill in the forms. But these things don't get done. So it's like crap, 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 crap. So the one day I said to him, listen, this was 2 weeks ago. Can we please just sit together on a couch for half an hour without a phone and without a skierderkie? Just quietly just sit. Now, usually men will go, oh, really? But okay. So we sit on the couch and just being quiet. And interesting enough, the first thing that comes out of Rick's mouth is, why do you remember? No, 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 no. Just being in one another's presence. And immediately, you try not to think of everything that goes like this. You just want to be with one another. And immediately, you start to remember. In my mind, I go, yeah, I also remember that we still need to, no, 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 all these things. But there we have a good conversation around things that really matter because we just waited on one another. We were just quiet next to one another. And I think the same thing happens with the Lord. I think we ask God many things, but we never sit to wait on the answer. We just want Him to fix it, please fix it now, no, go. But we're not interested in how we should fix it. We must go listen to the instruction and what the Lord is asking of us. So those two go hand in hand, to wait on the Lord, because that brings us into a place to remember. Our church also have photo albums. That was also before we came. They've printed photos of things that happened in this church. I'm going to take it out next week for you. We're going to put it on display there at the back. So just know that's also coming. It's a month to remember. There's this beautiful song, Shofar Band. That is our movement's band. They make beautiful music and they led us in worship over the weekend at Convergence. They have a YouTube channel. So if you're a YouTuber, please go and check out Shofar Band. They have this beautiful song, Wait on the Lord. And yesterday while I was preparing, I just listened to this thing on repeat. Just wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. What does that mean? I'm like, jyne jyre, shoo, this is nogal diep. Mens kan lang wag, né? Who have waited long for a promise to be fulfilled? Waiting is difficult. Sometimes it takes long to wait, but just to wait on the Lord without putting a time limit on it. Something that we do not know how to do in our culture. We're so uncomfortable with waiting. And it's so beautiful for us. So this is also a newsflash. So as jy iemand is wat heeltyd YouTube video's kyk, go subscribe to Shofar Band. Gaan luister hulle nuwe musiek, is regtig baie mooi, wat hulle self geskryf het. Hulle het nou hierdie week 'n Zulu song uitgegooi daar buite, wat hulle geskryf het, soos impromptu as ek het nou reg het. En toe record hulle hierdie Zulu song. It's all amazing. Ek weet nie wat die woorde beteken nie, maar ek worship. Jy kan worship op daai musiek. Dit was vir my so mooi. So in geval is dit jou tipe ding is, gaan soek vir hom daar. If we look at scripture. Okay, laat ek net. If we look at scripture. So many times in the Bible, people will remind one another of what is being said. Of what the Lord has done. Ooh, dis die hele Bybel vol, want die Israeliete het die hele tyd vergeet wat het die Here vir hulle gedoen. That God saved the Israelites out of slavery. He brought them out of Egypt into the promised land. But so quickly they forget. Or they will be reminded of the Ten Commandments. Because the Ten Commandments were made to keep them safe. They were reminded in the Old Testament of all the rules and regulations of how you work with meat, how you should dress, etc. That is to keep them safe, away from sickness and away from disaster. So God made already these plans. So if we get to the New Testament, it is full of reminders. Paul and Peter, they write letters to congregations and to people just to remind them again who God is. What did God say? What is the promises that God have for us? Just remember that. Ek gaan hier stil staan by een spesifieke een. Ek gaan 'n paar vir julle lees, maar dis die hele Bybel vol. Jy kan 'n studie daaroor gaan doen oor die herhaling van kom ons onthou. Sta net gou stil en kom ons onthou net gou eers wie is die Here? Voordat ons net aangaan met dit waarmee ons besig is. Kom ons lees gou vir julle daai scriptures. 1 Petrus 1 vers 24. Soos die profeet sê, elke liggaam is soos gras. Al sy skoonheid is soos 'n veldblom. Die gras verskroei en die blom verlep. Julle, dis ons. Dis ons, dis al ons materialistiese goedjies om ons. Dis soos gras en dis soos 'n veldblom. Dit verskroei en dit verlep. Maar die woord van die Here hou vir ewig. En hierdie woord is die goeie nuus, skus vir die spelfout, aan julle verkondig. Die goeie nuus aan julle verkondig, dis die enigste ding wat vir ewig is. Jesus en sy plan aan die kruis en die goeie nuus vir ons, dis die enigste everlasting thing that we have that can go with us. En dis hierdie goeie nuus wat ons kan uitdeel. Ek sal amazing wees as iemand vir my 'n kar gee, maar dit sal nie top wat Jesus kom doen het in 1995 in my lewe nie. Because that is everlasting. Kar is 5 jaar as ek gelukkig is. Dan begin die moeilikheid. Hulle sê nie met Toyota nie, maar who knows. Volgende scripture. Ek wil gou vir jou in Engels ook net lees. For all people are like grass and all their flurry is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. So dis vertel, dit is gesê, dis die woord van die Here. Dis dit wat vas staan. Volgende skrif. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. Dis 'n ander skrif, dit klink soos 'n herhaling, né? Ek is mos 'n onderwyser, so gaan ek jou herhaal. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Volgende ene keer, die laaste ene. And he took the bread. He gave thanks. Dis Jesus, net voor hy gekruisig is, toe hy nagmaal met sy disciples gehou het. And he took the bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, this is my body for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Nou ek kom uit die NG Kerk uit, dis waar ek groot geword het. En in die NG Kerk was nagmaal 'n huge ding. Ek kon nie altyd verstaan nie, maar dit was soos bietjie spectacular. Baie moeite gedoen met 'n tafel gedek en dan het die ouderlinge gaan voorsit en so voort. Groot storie, as dit jou agtergrond is, sal jy weet. Ek sien in Woester Wes, as jy daar inry, is daar 'n baie groot bord. Dit sê nie wie se kerk, wat se kerk, hoe laat nie. Al wat dit sê is nagmaal en die datum. Daai mense weet, dis my kerk, dis nagmaal, en dit is kosbaar, because we need to remember what Christ has done. And what I find in our charismatic movement, we become so familiar with the Lord's presence, and so familiar with what Jesus did for us, we sometimes lack the depth of understanding and remembering what actually happened. So volgende week is nagmaal. Volgende week gaan ons by mekaar kom and we are going to remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. And I want us to be ready, to come prepared, to say, "Yo, Lord, give me a new revelation through communion, together as a church family, next Sunday." Jy's uitgenooi. Alright? So kosbaar. Do this in remembrance of me. That's why we have communion. So why do I share all of this today with you? I just said to somebody, usually I preach very short. It's another short message today. Why do I want to share it with you? Because I believe, if I look at my own life, that church have become too quiet. We have lost our voice, and it might be that we have forgotten a little bit. I know that I have. So I know I need to be reminded again. Who we are as a church, who we are as a movement, where do I fit in, what is the call on my life, what is the call on our congregation's life. And I trust the Lord that today will be a call to break the silence. Ons gaan nou bid. As jy voel you've really lost your way, you've lost your voice, you've lost your confidence speaking about Christ. Ek is voor in die ry. Ek is die pastoorse vrou. Laat ek nou maar eerste sê. Dit is ek daai. Ek wil net so onder die radar bly en ek hoop nie iemand pla my te veer vreeslik baie nie. Dalk is daar van julle wat so voel. Ek wil net nie stuur nie. Ek wil net nie die waarheid nou hier inbring nie. Dit gaan lelik lyk. Ons is so bang om op te staan vir die waarheid in 'n wêreldse setting. Maar nou, broers en susters, is ons almal kinders van die Here. En ons het nodig om vir mekaar te sê, hey, ek weet jy gaan deur 'n baie lang seisoen van droogte, maar die Here is nog steeds goed. Die Here sien jou nog steeds in jou swaar kry. Ons moet mekaar encourage, ons moet mekaar herinner. Wat het die Here vir ons gedoen? Wat is die waarheid? Wie is God in ons lewens? So dis vir mekaar, ek het dit nodig, jy het dit nodig, Rikie het dit nodig, Tannie Magrita het dit nodig, Tanya het dit, ons het dit nodig om dit te hoor van mekaar. Maar ons is baie stil, ons is in die kerk teenoor mekaar selfs baie stil. Ietsie wat ek nogal gereeld vir mense vra is julle alright? Ek vra nie, gaan dit goed nie? Ek het 'n ding met dit ook, want almal is mos net altyd, ja, maar eintlik val almal uit mekaar uit. So nou het ek verander na, is julle alright? Dan kyk ek, wat is die antwoord? Jy wil so half, ja, ons is alright, en dan kan jy nou die deur oopmaak, hoekom is julle net alright? Jy probeer so half, maar agter inkom. Maar ek besef, ek het so bietjie my standaard laat sak, voel dit vir my, want as ek net alright is, I'm just cruising. As dit goed gaan met my, is dit nie te sê my omstandighede is amazing nie. Maar as ek en die Here op 'n lekker plek is en ek connect met die Here en ek ervaar die Here, ongeag my omstandighede, dan gaan dit met my goed. En dan kan ek ook sê, it is well with my soul. Ek kan sommer net die vraag, wie het moeilike tye of seisoene tans met kinders? Die hande gaan opgaan. Wie staan in geloof vir goed wat nog nie deurbraak gekry het nie? Die hande gaan opgaan. Ons omstandighede is verskillend. Ons omstandighede mag dalk baie swaar wees tans. Maar ek kan ons sê, dit gaan goed met my. I've waited on the Lord. I'm connected with God. He takes me through this day. I'm carried by His grace. Ek weet nie van môre nie, maar vir vandag is ek op 'n veilige en op 'n goeie plek. En kan ons mekaar herinner daaraan dat die Here ons wraggies deur 'n dag dra. Hy beloof vir ons, ons het genade vir vandag. Vir vandag. Vandag is Sondag. Dit is die 30ste Oktober. Daar is vir jou genade vir vandag. En ons moet dit vandag aangryp. Môre is 'n nuwe dag. Om mekaar te kan bemoedig met daai. Die Here is met ons. Hy is nie weg nie. So ek vertrou, ek het nie in Engels geskryf, let's find our footing again. Nee, dit is asof ons spin of gly. En ek ervaar die Here wil sommer net vir oggend gebruik om weer ons voete te plant. Maar op die waarheid. Op dit wat nie kan wither nie, wat nie kan daai nie, wat nie gaan verlep nie, wat nie gaan verskroei of verbrand nie. Dis waarop ons net weer ons voete moet sit vanoggend. So ek wil vra as julle saam met my sal staan en Christina, as jy vir my kan opkom net na die keyboard toe. My laaste een, gaan ons nou sing, ons moet net gou. So dis wat ek voel die Here wil doen. Ek voel, jy kan jou oë toemaak. Ek voel die Here wil ons net ons voete op 'n stewige plek weer kom sit vir oggend met ons om te onthou, hy is die waarheid. Hy is die woord. Hy is jou pa en hy het jou onvoorwaardelik lief. Dis die waarheid. Dit is wie hy is in jou lewe. En ek wil vir die wat soos ek voel Jesus, ek dink ek het regtig net my pad verloor. I've lost my way. I'm hanging in there, but I'm barely hanging in there. I've lost my voice. I've lost my confidence. Ek kruip eintlik bietjie weg. Ek wil nie eintlik met kerk toe kom nie. Ek wil nie deel raak van 'n klein groep nie. Daar's van julle wat so bang is dat iemand gaan uitvind wat eintlik in jou lewe aangaan. So jy wil net so ver as moontlik wegbly van mense wat omgee en wat eintlik die dieper vrae wil vra. Want wat gaan die mense sê? En Jesus wil vanoggend vir jou kom vrymaak daarvan. Riek het so lank gepreek oor die verlore seun, ek hoop julle het dit nou. God se liefde vir die ouer broer en vir die jonger broer, oorweldigend. Ons het nie woorde om dit te beskryf nie. En dis vir beide kante. Dis vir die ouer broer wat alles reg doen in die kerk, alles reg doen by die huis, alles reg doen. Maar kyk, die Here beter net nie vir my drap nie. Die Here beter vir my deurkom. Die Here het vir jou net so lief soos wat hy die verlore broer lief is wat alles gaan weggooi het. En 'n wille lewe loop bly het en teruggekom het. Dis liefde, God se liefde is dieselfde. Okay, so Vader, ek wil sommer net vanoggend kom, Here, en ek wil eerste staan en ek wil kom om verskoning vra, Vader. Want is my verantwoordelikheid, Here, om U te soek en om by U te wag en om te onthou. En ek wil kom vra Jesus dat jy my sal kom skoon was vandag. En elkeen wat hierdie gebed in sy hart saam bid vanoggend, Here, kom red ons en kom help ons. Vir die van ons wat voel, ja, we've really lost our way, ons dobber net so aan. Father Lord, I pray that today you will put our feet on the rock which is Jesus Christ. I pray that you will remind us of what is the truth. Where is our place in society, our place in this community, our place in this church? Help us, Lord, to take up the responsibility that you have given us in this spirit. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for those who lost their voice, the confidence just to speak, Lord. To speak what they know is the right thing, or to speak the truth, or to speak with just conviction and creativity, Lord, and wisdom. En as dit jy is, bid saam met my Here Jesus, ons kom bring ons harte voor U en ons kom vra Here, kom maak ons skoon. En kom besit terug daai selfvertroue in U Jesus, nie in onsself nie, maar in U en wat U deur ons wil kom doen. In Jesus se naam. In Jesus se naam. Ek ervaar sommer net, daar's van julle wat baie die mekaar is. Jy sê soos, ja Here, ek hoor dit, maar ek is net so die mekaar. Ek weet nie wat om te doen nie. Ek weet nie waar om te vat om te los nie. Ek weet nie waar om te dit en te dat nie. En Here, vir daai individue vandag, wil ons nou in die gees kom vra vir 'n duidelikheid in die naam van Jesus Christus. Dis asof daar al hierdie verskillende kleure karre staan en jy weet nie in watter een om te klim om te ry nie. En Vader, ek kom spreek vandag 'n duidelikheid in Jesus se naam. Sodat hulle sal weet, dit is my pad, dit is my kar, dit is in hom wat ek moet ry. En ek ervaar die Here sê vir spesifieke persoon, jy ry nie alleen nie, daar is nog wat in die kar moet klim, maak oop jou agterdeure. Sodat julle saam kan ry. Vader, wat sal ons gedoen het sonder die woord, wat die waarheid is, ons wil vir die Bybel so baie dankie sê. Lord, that you grant us with the word of God, so that we can read and remember the precious word of God. Thank you, Lord. As a congregation, Jesus, we want to say we're excited, Lord, for communion next week. We pray that you will be busy in our hearts this week. You remind us who you are and what you've done. Remind us of the breakthroughs that you've brought to our own lives, that your blood is powerful and precious, so that when we get together next week, Lord, we can remember together and celebrate what you've done together. Ons is opgewonde, Jesus, en ons wil dit vir jou sê vandag. Ons is opgewonde om die hele maand sommer net te kan terugkyk na wie is ons as 'n kerk. En waarvoor is ons geroep in hierdie dorp? Ek sien 'n prentjie van pen en papier en jy wat by die tafel sit, daar's 'n klomp van julle. En ek voel asof die Here die penne in jou hand sit en sê dis weer tyd om te skryf. Om aan die gang te kom. Ek weet nie presies wat dit beteken nie, maar ek voel sommer net Here God, ons het alles by ons, alles is voor ons, die papier, die pen, en ek bid, Here, help ons te staan, om te begin. In Jesus' naam. And lastly, Lord, we want to acknowledge that as a people in this generation, we struggle to wait on you. We struggle to be quiet, and therefore we struggle to remember, and to make time to remember. Lord, come and help us with that. Jesus, help ons met ons koppe wat so besig is. Sit jou hand op jou kop as jy sukkel met dit. Jy sukkel om af te skakel, as jy moet stilte tyd hou, jou kop hardloop. Jesus, ons kom roep uit na jou vanoggend, kom help ons met dit. Ons gaan weer hierdie song sing wat ons laaste gehoorship het. Gaan hom net een keer deur sing, maar ek bid dat jy sal sing en sal glo wat jy sing. Krag in die naam van Jesus, want ons roep uit na jou vanoggend Jesus, om ons asseblief te kom red. En ons te kom help in Jesus se naam. Christina, kom ons sing hom net een keer deur.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there's peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there's peace within your presence. presence. I speak Jesus.
Jesus, ons is vandag sommer net weer herinner. Ons wil jou naam spreek. We want to walk in your name. We want to talk in your name. We want to have faith in the name of Jesus and hope. Vader, ek sê vir dankie, Here, dat jy vandag ons kom aanraak. Here, ons sukkel en ons kom roep jou naam uit om ons te kom help. In Jesus se naam, in Jesus se naam, in Jesus se naam. Amen. As jy sommer net voel, jy wil net hê iemand moet vir jou hande oplê, asseblief, as jy sukkel met enige van die goed, kom sit hier by my. Ons sal vir jou en ons vertrou dat die Here vir jou vandag breakthrough bring. Jy is baie welkom om bietjie te fellowship met 'n koffietjie of 'n teekie.